President Trump addressed the church massacre in Texas while on his visit to Japan today. He said the shooting wasn't a guns situation, it was a mental health problem. He also said North Korea was a threat to the civilized world.
We will not stand for that. The era of strategic patience is over.
Well, the president will be in South Korea tomorrow, and joining us from Seoul is NPR's Elise Hu. Elise, some tough words in Japan about North Korea. How are those words going to play where you are in South Korea?
It depends on the audience, because South Koreans largely view Trump with a mix of wariness and bemusement. He does have some supporters. The hardline right-wing conservatives in South Korea are very aligned with Trump's hardline policies on the North. But by and large, South Koreans are wary of a lot of the rhetoric that they believe stirs up tensions in a way that's unnecessary.
Are we likely to see any protests in South Korea?
So many protests, because South Korea is a protest culture. So there's going to be demonstrations against President Trump. There's going to be demonstrations for President Trump. There were so many permits requested to demonstrate during the time he is in Seoul that the president and his staff actually requested that the police try and organize the protest permitting process such that there are only two main protests happening in the main central square, one for and one against. So the protest groups are going to essentially be organized into two main demonstrations now.
You were with the president in Tokyo. Were there protests there?
No, and that's what's going to be unique about the South Korea leg of it. Japan doesn't have the same spirit of protest in its culture. And when it does, when I've attended demonstrations in Japan, they tend to be quite orderly. And often the protesters stay along the sidewalk. So they're really interesting in the difference between the Japanese and the South Koreans when it comes to protest culture.
What about the relationship between President Trump and the South Korean President Moon Jae-in? President Moon said last week that the South's top priority is to maintain peace on the peninsula. So how will he react with President Trump's rhetoric on North Korea?
President Moon Jae-in has made efforts to forge a relationship with President Trump, but it is noticeably not as strong as that of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Trump. And that's for a few different reasons. Some of it is stylistic. Some of it is because Moon disagrees with Trump in small ways when it comes to North Korea and also trade. And both those issues are going to be centerpieces of their discussions during this South Korea leg of a long Asia trip for the president.
Well, there's a relatively new trade deal between the U.S. and South Korea. It's called CORUS. President Trump has criticized it. He says it's one reason the U.S. has a trade deficit with South Korea. Is the trade agreement in jeopardy?
The trade agreement is they are in early stages of possibly renegotiating it. Trump has said he wants to change or abandon the agreement, which was enacted under President Obama. It eliminates many tariffs and other trade barriers. But many business leaders in both Korea and the United States have said it's a useful policy and that it helped propel the $112 billion trade relationship with South Korea, which is the United States' sixth largest goods partner, and South Korea itself is Asia's fourth largest economy.
Elise, what does South Korea want to get out of this visit by President Trump?
Because there's been so much tension on the peninsula over the past few months after North Korea's sixth nuclear test, and also because both Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump have been trading fiery rhetoric back and forth, I think Moon Jae-in really wants to try and impress on the president that, hey, we should tone things down. We should look for a peaceful resolution. And if there are considerations of military options on the peninsula, you need to consult South Korea in advance, because one of the promises that Moon has made to the South Koreans is that there would be no action militarily by the United States without South Korea getting some sort of veto or at least be part of that discussion.
Now, Elise, I just have to ask you while we have you about a moment that happened today. President Trump and Prime Minister Abe were feeding some fish in a koi pond, and there was some uproar on Twitter after President Trump dumped his box of fish food into the pond. What more do we know about what happened there or what should have happened?
That's right. So the context here is that Prime Minister Abe and President Trump were spooning fish food into a koi pond. But after this photo op, a photo of Donald Trump dumping the entire box of fish food into the pond came out. And so there was some uproar about this, worry that these fish would die because they were overfed. But as it turns out, Prime Minister Abe was first to dump the whole box of food into the pond. So Trump was actually just following his host. So despite the uproar, this ended up being a bit of a non-story in the end.
Good thing for the fish, I guess.
We hope so.
That's NPR's Elise Hu joining us from Seoul, South Korea. Elise, thank you.
You bet.